Jill Jones is helping to raise her great niece, and she says it hasn't been easy.
She was having difficulty with behavior and grades, and I figured besides myself and my two other sisters, maybe an outside individual could help us a little bit better with her behavior, maybe talking with her, giving her another avenue besides just us.
Jones turned to the Decatur Youth Agency, which provides at-risk students with mentors. The mentors, working closely with parents and guardians, take an active role in the child's life. And Jones says the program has helped her great niece.
I've seen the program really work well with her behavior, her self-esteem, her attitude, her grades, because she feels someone else cares besides myself and my two sisters.
The Decatur Youth Agency is the spare time project of Kent Phillips, an employee of the Illinois Department of Human Services Macon County office. He started the youth agency 2 years ago in reaction to the controversy that erupted when Decatur School District 61 expelled six African-American high school students for fighting at a football game. His adult son and daughter now serve as mentors to about 17 children.
Every child and every person that I know needs recognition at one time or another, especially some positive recognition and some positive encouragement and some small victories that can get them on the right track. And that's what we're providing for them right now.
These kids are years away from the age when they could drop out of school. The Decatur Youth Agency accepts children as young as age 5. The consensus seems to be the best way to keep kids in school is to help them early, although there's disagreement about how early. Co-chair Gary Peacock of Decatur's Joint Dropout Task Force says they're targeting middle schools with their first major effort, Project Diploma. The program is hiring staff to work with at-risk 7th and 8th graders to keep them on the path to high school graduation. Peacock says the middle school years are crucial.
We were sad to learn that the idea of dropping out of school can start as early as in the 7th grade because the student is going through some changes, you know, in terms of there's a new social implications because they're going to a new school, new people, etc. They're beginning to change classes and having different teachers. The academic difficulty is ramped up a bit.
Meanwhile, high school students are the focus of Making Right Choices, a new after-school program organized by teachers at MacArthur High School. Science teacher and program founder Jim Valentine says many students drop out without realizing how limited their options are without a high school diploma.
A lot of these students have never been out of the city of Decatur. You know, they've never been involved in extensive travel or they've never been involved in a real interest that would show them that there is things out in the world that could make them a real plus to society.
Whatever age group they target, these efforts to curb Decatur's dropout rate all make use of another adult working in cooperation with parents or guardians to take an active role in a child's education. Decatur School Superintendent Elmer McPherson says caring, involved adults are the key ingredient.
What really is crucial, and what I've heard from kids, is that they need someone, be it parent, be it a business person volunteering, to mentor. They need someone in their lives to be there for them to say, you will not drop out of school.
While several programs offer help to at-risk students in Decatur, other programs have been shut down due in part to budget cuts at District 61 during the 1990s. Meanwhile, Decatur's dropout rate has increased. Now the Joint Dropout Task Force hopes to devise a plan for a renewed attack on Decatur's dropout problem. Tomorrow, a look at how they intend to do it. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.